Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is concerned with the 12th Imam, the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And specifically, it is about the reason for the occultation of the Imam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about the reason for the occultation of the 12th Imam. In response to this, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following. He said, "For a reason that we are not allowed to reveal to you." It was a secret. The narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn al-Fadl, said the following. I asked him, "What is the wisdom behind his occultation?" Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The wisdom behind his occultation is the same wisdom behind the occultation of Allah's proofs before him," meaning that some of Allah's hujjaj, some of his proofs, went into occultation. And the reason why Imam Mahdi went into occultation is similar to those. The Imam says, "Certainly the wisdom behind it will not be disclosed until after his reappearance." So the Imam kind of alludes to the reason, but then he doesn't disclose it completely. Verily, this command is among the commands of Almighty Allah. A secret from among the secrets of Allah. A thing of the unseen from among the unseen things of Allah. So it's something that only Allah knows. It's something that only God truly knows the reason for. When he reappears, it's only then will, you know, human beings finally realize why was it that he was in occultation? What was the purpose behind it? The Imam in the end says, when we acknowledge that he is all-wise, we also acknowledge that all his actions are wise. You know, the Imam says that, you know, we don't know the reason. The Imam says, you don't know the reason behind it, but you still have to acknowledge that God Almighty is wise and he does everything for a reason, and there's a wisdom behind it, even though you might not acknowledge that, you know, there is, you might not know the reason or the wisdom behind a specific thing. Here, in the case at hand, something similar is occurring. We know that God is wise and there must be a reason for behind the occultation of the Imam. But we don't know what it is. But because we believe that, you know, God is Hakim and he's wise, we have to acknowledge, you know, that this act that he's doing, the occultation of the Imam, is indeed something very wise, and there's a wisdom behind it. But in another hadith, we do read that, you know, not the principal reason, because that's hidden, but some of these subsidiary or secondary reasons for his occultation have been mentioned. Like, for example, in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has been reported to have said, "He will fear for his life," meaning the time will not be safe for his advent. And for this reason, God will put him in occultation. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for the occultation of the 12th Imam in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد